From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a new executive order implementing new vetting measures that are said to be aimed at keeping so-called radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States. Mr. Trump also signed an order he said would begin to rebuild the U.S. military. Trump signed the orders at the Pentagon, where he participated in a swearing-in ceremony for Defense Secretary James Mattis. Speaking to reporters earlier Friday, Trump suggested his disagreement with Mattis on enhanced interrogation of American enemies is not an issue.
I don't necessarily agree, but I would tell you that he will override because I'm giving him that power. He's an expert. He's highly respected. He's the general's general. Got through the Senate very, very quickly, which in this country is not easy, I will tell you. And so I'm going to rely on him. I happen to feel that it does work. I've been open about that for a long period of time. But I am going with our leaders. And we're going to win with or without. But I do disagree.
The military is likely to ask Trump for broader authorities to give commanders room to maneuver in the fight. Trump held talks with British Prime Minister Theresa May at the White House Friday, where May said they laid the groundwork for a Britain-U.S. trade agreement.
The President and I have mentioned future economic cooperation and trade. Trade between our two countries is already worth over £150 billion a year.
President Trump said great days lie ahead for the British and American people. And from here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations said Friday